This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Oh, man, it's the highlight of the week. It is for me anyway. I hope it is for you as well. Oh, my God, it's the all-male review. We gotta give Rich a mic. He needs a. How about that?
Thanks, buddy.
There we go. My God, man.
Good thing we brought in the pro.
Mary paid you off, didn't she? She's like, we're gonna keep Rich out of this one this week, man. Nice. All right. So here's the question of the moment. Do you think it really matters how much we pay those folks in terms of the minimum wage? Like, we can pay them as much as we want. Like, we can pay them $100 an hour, but is that really going to make any difference as far as, not in terms of their lifestyle, but in terms of their, look, I love my fast food people, but goddamn, they're the stupidest motherfuckers on earth.
I saw your kids had McDonald's in there, so I'm assuming you're talking about something that just happened.
The experience that I just had. I mean, first and foremost, I thought that the thing was, and not that we eat at McDonald's often, so don't send the hate mail about how I feed my children, so fuck you, raise your own kids. Every now and again, I take my kids for fast food. It's just the way it is. Wade, you never did that, right? Because, of course, you didn't. But, Rich, do you do that?
Wade lives off the 99-cent menu.
Ronald McDonald has cradled me in his arms late at night.
That explains a lot, actually. Speaking of which, did you see the one South Park episode with where David Hasselhoff was one of the... Did you see that one, Rich?
Yeah, sorry. I was choking on my coffee.
So there's a great episode of... speaking of Ronald McDonald and cradling you in his arms, there's a great South Park with basically... A David Hasselhoff sort of lookalike, and who's the school teacher? What's his name? It's I'm drawing a blank. I know. Oh man, I'm gonna figure it out here in about 28 seconds.
You'll Google it and figure it out.
Mr. Garrison.
My second.
Brain. Is it Garrison? It's Garrison. Anyway, Mr. Garrison is like really upset because he was never molested. Dad, didn't you love me? Wasn't I good enough? You know, that sort of thing. And then there's a scene where basically David Hasselhoff has his way with Mr. Garrison, and he goes, oh, dad. It's a South Park thing, I guess you gotta.
You can get away with stuff in animation, I guess. Imagine a real show like that.
And on WS Radio, so there you go. So you and Ronald were very close, but who obviously was not very close to the textbooks anyway are the people who work there, because, good God, I mean, like, we can pay these people whatever we want, but evidently it really doesn't matter. You're not going to be able to help them with their brain power. Love my fast food workers, but God damn, let me tell you this story. Go ahead, Wade.
Well, and that's why the wage is set in proportion to the economy it exists within. Because
that is way too deep for me. What time is it? I can't even go that deep yet.
Just ate McDonald's, Wade.
Is that like past the post? I listened to that thing like 100 times. I was like, what in the hell is past the post?
But well, no, they're going
to
think.
Let me just say, go down to a manufacturing plant in Mississippi about 1930 and let's talk about the intelligence of the average American.
Why got to be Mississippi, man?
That's what comes to mind when I think of. Anyway.
It coexists with the poor.
The question is, there's
the opinions of our co-hosts are not necessarily that of Reinvention Radio or WS Radio in general.
But folks, he's the owner, so he can.
I can control the mics. But there's going to be people of below average intelligence.
So the question
is simply, what do we do with them? How do we integrate them into our society?
Give them a radio show.
Well, there we go. Thank God there's an outlet for some of us. Isn't that like, what is that, Darwin? Isn't that the Darwin's theory of whatever? What's that one? No, it's not Murphy. It's the other one where people get Darwin Awards. Yeah, it's basically they eliminate the stupid because the stupid need to be eliminated. And I got to tell you, the first person on my list is the guy at the McDonald's drive-thru this morning. Oh, my God.
There's some real build-up here.
Man, I am not, like, totally and completely and thoroughly against the whole idea of having robots just do everything, because at least robots can get the shit programmed. If you program them correctly, they can get it right. Human beings, there's way too much. I understand why they don't want people driving. I get it. Can you imagine? First of all, let's think about it this way.
I thought about that this weekend. Autonomous cars will help accidents.
Well, first of all, they'll help accidents. But what they're really going to do more than anything is they're going to decimate industries. So if you're short in stocks, short the insurance companies, right? Because you think about how many millions and billions of dollars go into auto insurance. You're not going to need it. Period.
Body Works places.
Right. You shut down all the Body Works stores. So none of the Body Works, even the auto repair shops. You don't have your own car. So all you do is you call this thing, it shows up, it takes you to where you're going to go, and you're done. So you don't have insurance. Think about parking garages. What's going to happen to all that real estate? All of that real estate is going to become something else because people aren't going to be driving anymore. Period. End story. So I'm all for this whole robotics thing. As a matter of fact, I got a buddy who's really deep into the whole VR space, virtual reality.
Oh, nice.
Doing that whole thing. And so he's been real deep into that. And, like, there's got some really cool technology out right now in the VR space that I don't even know about. And I can't wait for some of that stuff to go mainstream. But going back to my story about McDonald's.
it's going to be a good one now.
so let me ask you this, man. From your understanding, because I think we shop pretty much in the same way, generally speaking. I mean, we're not coming in wearing our money suits, and that's not where we'd put our money. We'd put our money into things like crack and those sort of things. But, we probably cross in the same ways, generally speaking, in terms of a meal here, a meal there, that sort of thing. Wasn't it your impression, and I'm saying this because I think you probably understand what I'm talking about here, wasn't it your impression that breakfast is served all day now at McDonald's?
I thought so.
Right? Wasn't it like a whole big stink?
At least the McMuffin thing.
Well, see, now that's where it got confusing for me. Because my understanding in my little pea brain, evidently, that should be earning minimum wage. Matter of fact, that would be a raise right now. So I would be more than happy to get minimum wage. But my little pea brain thought that breakfast, when you say breakfast served all day, that means you can damn well get anything you want for breakfast all day. But the answer evidently is not. So here.
Was that right? It was just the McMuffin thing?
Oh, my God. So here's here's where it gets strangely depressing. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to play me, and I'm going to play the, let's just call him, let's just call him who he was. I'm going to play the Indian kid that was like maybe 17 years old, not going through the speaker, because if it was through the speaker, I probably would have thrown something at the speaker itself. He was actually out there standing. He was out there standing with, like, one of them little clippy boardy thingies taking the order because, you know, there was 12 cars in line or whatever it was.
So we know he's not in India.
Exactly. So we know he's actually there.
They're not outsourcing him.
So he's not outsourcing. He's actually there. So, okay. So you play me. I will play that guy. Start with something like, hey, I'd like to order something.
Hey, heard you got breakfast all day. What's going on?
Oh, it's very, very true. We do have breakfast all day long. What would you like?
All right. Three breakfast combos.
Three breakfast combos. What sort of combos would you want?
The two McMuffins and some pancakes.
Exactly. So here's the problem. So we went on like this. So the first thing my kids wanted was a McGriddle, okay? So McGriddle, how on earth is that any different from a McMuffin? It's the same damn sandwich with just two different pieces of bread. Instead of being the chewy things that, like, you can't swallow because they don't cook them McMuffins nearly enough. So it's like they basically give you like a raw piece of dough. And by the way, you can't eat cookie dough raw anymore. It was finally determined. I just saw that. You can't eat it. And so my whole life is shot now because that has been a staple in my diet. But you cannot eat raw cookie dough because the flour will kill you, evidently. But so they give you this mushy, undercooked muffin thing that is supposedly like, I don't know, an English muffin, but I don't know what it is exactly, but it sure ain't that. Or they give you this soggy, like, raisin bread, sweetened cinnamon roll, something or another, and then they slap that on the other side of it. So it's like, same thing in the middle, different pieces of bread. But if you want the different pieces of bread, order a McGriddle at 12 o'clock and see what they tell you. Here's what they're going to tell you. I'm sorry. We don't have McGriddles.
You don't sound Indian anymore.
Well, no, that was me being corporate. Oh. So here, I'm sorry, but we do not have any more McGriddles. No. So, like, I didn't quite understand. So I was like, all right, well, let me get this straight. So you don't serve breakfast all day. Oh, no. We have breakfast. Okay, great. So can I get two McGriddles? No. So, like, this went on and on. And finally, I was like, all right, fine. So what do you have? Oh, we have sausage and egg burritos. We have, you know, this, that, and the other. I was like, fine. Give my kid an egg and cheese burrito. Give my other kid a bacon, egg, and cheese burrito. Let's do a menu thing, a meal thing. We know a hash browns or just call it a day. So I'm like, are we cool, man? He's like, no, I'm very sorry. We don't offer egg and cheese burritos.
And he just told you they did?
He just told me. He was like, okay, so what else is on the menu? Well, sometimes we have pancakes and so was like, don't
so he's telling you everything they have, but you just can't get those things.
So he's telling me everything that they have, but I can't get any of it. It's like going, you know, it's like basically like in Amsterdam, you know, it's like the red light district. They have all these hot girls like behind the windows, but there's no way to get into the building.
Not at minimum wage, anyway.
Not at minimum wage. Yeah.
Well, what I love is sometimes we do. Okay, well, is this time one of those sometimes? All we're trying to dial in is...
Oh, my God. And so...
Wasn't it a guest on this show that said McDonald's has 300% turnover?
In a day? I mean,
no,
like...
No, in a year,
they go through...
300% turnover.
Or
not McDonald's, or what was it? Yeah, it was McDonald's. That was Gerber talking about...
That was Gerber talking about...
I mean, not Gerber.
We were talking
David
about...
David Novak.
Oh, no, talking about Yum. So that's Kentucky Fried Chicken,
and
Taco Bell.
And he was
Bell
talking
and...
about systems, and he said McDonald's has 300% turnover.
But not their system. Okay, so there you go. Yes, Wade.
And so that's why they've got that system locked in. It's like, of course, we have everything. Oh, as long as it's within column A, item B.
So way, way too many variables. I think the moral of the story is... Let's just get to the point where robots basically do fucking everything, because that's about the only way I think we're going to survive this world. And so the moral of the story is, if you want breakfast at noon, you've got one choice at McDonald's, and the McMuffin. So there you go. So that was my pitch for McDonald's here on The Rant. But fortunately, we finally got the kids McMuffins, and they're eating and they're happy. And so life is all good in the world. All right, there we go. That is The Rant here for today, my friends. We've got a very interesting show coming up. We will be right back here on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.